Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 1 and 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 25th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
The instruction of Rishabdev is very important. Rishabdev was the father of Maharaj Bharat, who under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So before retirement, Rishabdev instructed his 100 sons about the aim of life. This is the duty of the father to instruct the sons about the aim of life. This is basic civilization. So he says, my dear boys, don't spoil your life by living like hogs. This very word has been used. Nāyāna deha deho bhājāna ni loke kastāna kāmān arhate virbhujāna ni. Virbhujāna. Virbhujāna means there are hogs who are very much enthusiastic to eat stool. So why this particular animal has been named? Because we can find, especially in Indian villages, the hog, day and night, they are working very hard to find out where there is stool. And as soon as he eats stool, the hog very easily become fat and strong. Therefore, a class of men, they like to eat the flesh of hog, because it becomes easily fat. And the hog's business is, as soon as he gets little strength, the next business is sex, without any discrimination. The hog has no discrimination, who is sister, who is mother, who is daughter. So therefore this particular animal has been named, and Rishabdev warns his sons that don't live the life of hogs. Live like human being. That is what. And for that purpose, you require to execute tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena damena ba. These are the injunctions of the shastras. Human life is meant for tapasya, not to imitate the hogs and dogs. This is not human life. This is Vedic culture. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give this Vedic culture all over the world. But they are after hogs and dogs. What can be done? This is a very difficult job. But still, we have to go. Because we have placed ourselves to become servant of Krishna. Never mind, we have to face so many dangerous positions. Still, we have to do this thankless task. My dear brothers, do not be hogs and dogs. Be a saintly person. This is our mission. That is India's culture. Bhagavad Gita, the same thing say. Manusyanam sahasresu kasti jagati siddhaya. Siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. Nobody is interested how to make this life perfect. Everyone is being carried away by the waves of material nature. This is not life. Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a Bengali Vaishnava poet, he has written one song. Kena mayar vase jaccha vese kaccha abudubu bhai. Jeev Krishna Das, he vishras kalle tar dukkhanai. Mayar vase, there is the laws of nature. We are under the grip of laws of nature. You cannot violate prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. If you have touched fire, it doesn't matter whether you are elderly person or a child, innocent or knowingly or unknowingly, the fire must burn. There is no excuse. Similarly, we are contaminating different types of modes of nature. There are three modes of material nature: satogona, rajogona, and tamogona. Now mix it up. 3 × 3 = 9. 9 × 9, it becomes 81. Again 81, it increases. Those who are expert in mixing colors, they know how to make different colors by mixing the original three colors: blue, yellow and red. Similarly, we are in this material world under the clutches of the modes of material nature, and according to different circumstances, we are mixing with different modes of nature. Karanam guna sangayas, sadasat joni joni su. Because we are mixing with different types of material nature, next life we are preparing. Tatha dehantara prapti. We have to accept another body. Karanam guna sangasya. This is our position. Don't be very happy that today I am such and such big person. It will continue. No, sir, it will not continue. Tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change your body. So, we have to understand this responsibility of life. That is human life. Not to enjoy senses by imitating the hogs and dogs. This is not human civilization. You have to learn from the shastras how our life is being transformed from one form to another. And there are 8,400,000 different species of life. Once this human form of life missed, and if you are put into these waves of birth and death, then the opportunity finished. We must always be alert that we have got this responsibility. The Rishabhdev says that tapo dibbanga putra kajina suddhita satya. Satya means existence. Your existence is eternal. That is the first information in the Bhagavad Gita. Na annate hannamani sarire na jayate namriyati va. This is the first instruction. There are so many commentator and instructor of Bhagavad Gita, that missing the first instructor. They are not interested that what is going to happen my next life. They are not interested. Nobody takes care. They have concluded there are no life after death. This body is finished, everything is finished. Most irresponsible life. This is not to be. Carried on, the subject says that, my dear sons, don't lead this irresponsible life like animals, hogs and dogs, but take the responsibility of human life, undergo austerities, penances as they are recommended in the shastras, and make your life. It is individual. If this movement cannot be taken massively, every individual can practice it. That is Indian culture. Every Indian was educated how to become a Brahman for coming to this platform of austerity and following the examples of Brahmana, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya and the Sudra, they also benefited. So, this is a very elaborate scientific subject matter, and we are trying to present all over the world. Why not our Indian brothers take it very seriously? Why we should be carried away by the waves of material nature? This is not very good idea. Tapo dibbana putra kena putra ka jina suddhita satya. Satya may exist at present moment. It's like I'm coughing. So, because I am, for the present moment, I am diseased. So this is the symptom of coughing. Similarly, why I am dying? This should be the question. Kiyami kanamare japita putra. I hear from Bhagavad Gita that I am eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire na jayate va mriyate ba. Then why I am dying? This is intelligent. Why I am dying? This why? Kena opani. But this is not being educated. We are carried away by the temporary problems and missing the chance of human life. This is not very good. And Rishabdev especially instructs that Mahasevadaram mahu vimukti. If you actually want liberation from these clutches of maya, vimukti means liberation. What is liberation? Mukti hitya anatharupam sarupina avastiti. We are living in a different way. This is not mukti, this is condition. I am living as Indian condition, I am living as European condition. This is not mukti. You must live in your original form. That is called mukti. Mukti hitya anatharupam. Now we are living anatharupam. Somebody is living as Indian, somebody is living as European, somebody as cat, somebody as dog, somebody. This is anatharupam. You must realize yourself. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma nasutati nakhal. Samasarvesu bhutesu madbhakti lavati bhara. So, Dr. Justice gave stress on bhakti. That is a very good idea. So, simply by becoming bhakta, Kimulaya, kichit kimulaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Kimulaya bhakta, simply if you take to the process of bhakti, that is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita also, bhaktya mava vijana. If you want to know God, if you want to know the relationship with God, if you know what is your business after understanding God, then bhakti, Krishna says. Krishna, although there are different ways of self-realization, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti, these are the principles. But Krishna recommends that if you want to know me actually, then bhaktya, Krishna teaches Arjuna Bhagavad Gita because Arjuna was a devotee. Bhaktosi me priyasi, because you are my dear friend and bhakta, the friend is. So, bhakti marg is not very difficult, very easy. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji maanga namaskuru. Any child can do it. Any child, if he sees the form of Lord Krishna in the temple, he remembers. And he continues to think of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. And if you think of Krishna always, automatically you become devoted. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. And then madhyaji, little offering, patram pushpam phalam tuyam yomi bhaktya prajacchati. Very difficult. Little flower, little fruit, little water. Krishna is not poor person, he wants something from you. But yomi bhaktya prajacchati, he wants to revive your original Krishna consciousness. Therefore he comes. Jadā-jadāhi dharma-saglāni bhavati-bhāra. So, in India we have got this opportunity. Why should we miss this opportunity? It is a suicidal policy. Don't do it. Take to it very serious. Thank you very much.
If anyone has any questions, this is the time. The process of receiving knowledge is to place inquiry at the perfect person, the spiritual master. So if any of you have any questions, there will be a microphone up front and you can come up and place your questions to Srila Prabhupada.
If God is everywhere, why His presence is not felt by everybody?
Everybody is not intelligent, mostly there are steps. Manushanam sahasreshu kachit jatati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam kachit bhakti mahantat. This is the statement by God that out of millions and millions of persons, one tried to become perfect, and out of many millions of perfect persons, one may understand God. So God understanding is not so easy. But if we want to understand, God will help us. That is the part.
Thank you.
I want to ask two separate questions. One question is number one. What is the meaning of the giving up of the freedom of action?
Karmanne bhadikāraste mā bhaneshu kadāj. This is the action and reaction. There are two things. But under both headings, action and reaction means you become bound up. Jagyārthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhan. This is a statement that if you walk a jagga, jagga means Vishnu, then it is all right. Otherwise, you become under the laws of karma, good or bad. You have to suffer or enjoy. There is no question of enjoyment. There is suffering. Therefore, one should be taught not to accept the result of karma, but do it for Krishna, jagnyarthe, then you are free.
When the fruit comes, should we give it up?
No. The fruit you can take as prasadam. Prasadi sarvadukkhanam hani yasu bhujati. When you take as prasadam, then you are not bound up. But if you enjoy it as your fruitive desert, then you have to suffer or enjoy. And that is not good.
Here the difficulty will arise.
No difficulty.
Because when the fruit comes, we cannot distinguish whether it is a rightful one or the wrong one.
It is said clearly, jagyarth. You work for jagga, krishnarth, jagga, another name of Krishna or Vishnu. Then it is all right. Otherwise you'll have to suffer.
My next question is,
first of all, you understand this question, that you have to work for jagga, then you are free. Otherwise, you will be in trouble.
Next question is, I don't think God is opposed to sex. See, I have heard many a lecture, and it is always said that as if the God is opposed to sex. But I don't think that. So,
opposed
to sex? Gita,
He says he doesn't think that God is opposed to sex.
God is never opposed to sex. Who said? God said, dharma viruddha kamasmi. Sex, which is not against the regulative principle of religious life, that I am. God never says that stop sex. Otherwise, why there is grihastha ashram? Ashram means there is Krishna-kāsāsana. As soon as we say here is an ashram, we understand that there is consciousness of Krishna. So, brahmacārya-ashram, grihastha-ashram, vānaprastha-ashram, sannyas-ashram, make it ashram and follow the rules and regulation of ashram, then it is all right. Otherwise, you are bound up by the laws of nature.
As we heard in the beginning, one of the disciples said that a man goes in the locker train, stands there for 2 hours, reaches his place of business, and works there from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening, returns back, has his food, has sex and all that thing. I found many people, they work very hard, raise children very nicely, have sex, but lead a good life. I don't think there is anything wrong with that.
Yes, if there is no wrong, it is all right. But this sort of life is not very palatable.
Because I find even the God,
if you like that life, it's very good. That is up to you. But I don't think this is a very nice way of life, to work so hard, simply for bread.
No, I agree there.
Then agree, then why disagree? That's all right, no.
Another question, different way.
Yes?
Karma is the cause of the cycle of death and birth.
Yes.
The virtuous karma or the action liberates the man and joins to the Supreme. If it is so, that is called moksha. If it is so, what is the first cause that derived me from the Supreme or the action?
Karanam kuna sangha, so we have already mentioned. Karanam, the first cause. Guna sangas, as soon as you want to associate with moksha material nature, then you are bound up immediately by the moksha material nature. Then your work begins. Karanam guna sangas. That is natural. Actually, every living entity is constitutionally the servant of Krishna. But when he wants to enjoy without Krishna, without becoming servant of Krishna, he wants to enjoy independently this material nature, then he has to associate with the more material nature and he becomes bound up. Jagnyarthe karman natra lokayam karmamam. So you have to know, study all these understanding, then you will understand what you are. That's all.
Now, when we are with the Krishna,
what is that?
Supreme bliss.
What is that?
When we are with Krishna, we are enjoying the supreme bliss there.
Yes.
Sooner we come to this material world, we are in a miserable condition.
Well, this is when natural.
We left Sri Krishna and came to this world.
Yes.
What was the cause? There was no action at all.
There is cause. Karanam guna sangas. There is master and servant. The servant sometimes desires, why not become a master? That is natural. So
when I was with Krishna, I myself was the path as a master itself.
You are master?
When I was with
you are kicked by the material nature and you are master? Why you are so falsely proud? You are not master.
You say that the moksha is I one.
Moksha means that when you are eternal servant of Krishna, when you desire to become master of the world, then you become bound up. And when you give up this artificial desire, that is moksha.
Thank you. Would you agree that God is just a concept? If you don't, please give a logical reason for that.
What is that?
Would you agree that God is just a concept? If you do not agree to that, please explain it logically.
Why shall I agree? God is only concept.
Because I want it logically.
No, you do not know logic. You have to learn logic.
I still would like you to explain it logically.
Yes, you have to learn how to know it. There is master. There is master. Just like you cannot prove logically that without father there is a child. This is no logic.
Do it without logic.
This is no logic. There cannot be any child without father. Therefore, if anyone thinks that without father there can be child, he is animal. He has no logic.
Still, the question is unanswered.
No.
Do you agree that God is just a concept?
No. There must be father. That's like you see everything is growing out of this heart. Sarvajuni shikavantriya sambhavanti mutayaja. So, there is mother, there is child. Where is the father? This is logic. Unless you come to this point, that there is mother, there is child, there must be father. Then there is no logic. Without father, there cannot be child. Simply mother cannot give birth to a child. This is logic.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.